Channel the Truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty.
We're back, second hour of the National Intelligence Report. God, on this fifth day of April, 2017. Frank, still there? Frank?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, like I said, domestically, the chicken's not come home to roost. I can't count the eggs in the hen house because they ain't been laid yet. No pun intended. But what I see him doing on a foreign policy measure, specifically about the Middle East, this is insane. It is absolutely 100% insane. Donald Trump authorized boots on the ground a couple of weeks ago in Syria, U.S. troops. And that was my first
read. If he can be maneuvered into an escalation, you know, to some significant extent in Syria, and getting a war going there, that it tells me a lot about what he's made of and what his true intentions are. Either he's not as smart as we thought he was, or they've threatened him, or they bought him off, and I don't think they can buy him off with money, but maybe kind of a threat where they're saying, look, we're not going to let you get anything done domestically. Your presidency is going to be a total failure unless you go along with the greater Israel plan. And let us go ahead and get into Syria and take Assad out. But it's going to be very telling, and it's just giving me a real sick feeling in the pit of my stomach.
How many hundreds of bombs have we dropped in Lebanon? I mean, the story I put out a couple of days ago, where we've dropped 400 bombs on them. Exactly, what are we trying to root out? Here again we go. For national security reasons, and the people that are in the know, these are going to be the ones that are giving Donald Trump their advice. Donald Trump had better rediscover himself, and he had better do it rather quickly. I'm not kidding. I was serious about just walk out the back door, walk through the Rose Garden, you know, walk to your Trump Tower, do whatever you got to do. Just let Mike Pence take over. Let's see who he picks as vice president, and let's just get this neocon program on the road. Let's get on with this.
You know, one last thing I'll let you go. I was telling somebody today, I think Alex Jones is going to die a very lonely man, and he will be seen in the end as not a patriot, not a Paul Revere or George Washington or any of that, but as a Benedict Arnold. I really do.
Well, we will see. You know, there's one thing that time does. Time will tell all. Thank you for your call, Frank.
All right.
All right. Let me go to Dr. Bill Veith. Hello, Dr. Bill. How are you?
I'm doing.
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing real well. I'll tell you what, you're on fire tonight. I had to call and tell you that I'm agreeing with every word you're saying. I've been getting a bad feeling the last few days, and I'm not liking what I'm seeing or what I'm hearing. And I think maybe we got conned by Trump.
Well, and like I said, Bill, you know, there's some possibilities here. that Donald Trump, being the deal maker, he had complete confidence. He's a billionaire. You know, he can wheel and deal. He can bring people together. You know, he can sit down and work out differences and come to agreement and contract. And yeah, I get all, and I understand all of that. He's pretty good at it. I would venture to say he far surpasses me in that capacity. But my point is that it could very well be that Mr. Trump is finding himself in over his head. I don't think his wife is helping him. I don't think his daughter is going to be able to do that much except pander to our Jewish interest. So, and I see the military people that he's placed around him. And I was waiting for this, and I didn't mention this. I gave the listeners, Bill, a little hint as to who he's lining up in his cabinet. But I wasn't prepared to, you know, condemn or anything else. But when I saw that happening, I was waiting for exactly this kind of response out of him in regards to our policy in the Middle East.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, John, Trump said during his campaign that Syria was a sovereign country, you know, and we have no business being over there. We, you know, let them deal with their own stuff. And now all of a sudden he wants to go into Syria. All of a sudden now they're talking about Russia needs to give Ukraine and Crimea back. Give Crimea back to Ukraine, and Russia needs to get out of there, and now all of a sudden they're saber-rattling against North Korea. And all the stuff that I thought he was going to, you know, leave and concentrate on our domestic problems, now all of a sudden he's not even dealing with anything in our domestic problem. He's not talking about changing the tax code, giving us tax breaks. He's not talking about going after the Hillary Clinton Foundation. Just the street level pedophiles are the only one that have been arrested. There's been no upper level arrests. I mean, I don't think he's doing anything he said he was going to do.
Well, and Bill, you know me, and you know me for a number of years, and you know I have been doing what I have been doing, and I've been doing this for a specific reason. It certainly wasn't to promote myself, to put myself on billboards. Hey, look at me, look at me, look at me. This was about disseminating information and the best intelligence we could gather without going into the deep state handlers to try to get a few tips from them. That would be, that unto itself is insanity. But there seems to be people willing to do this, going back to the very same people that have manipulated and lied and basically been responsible for millions of lives. Bill, our country is what, 235, 240 years? I don't know. Can't do the math in my head. But of all those years, we have been killing someplace, somebody on this planet, anywhere on this planet, we've been killing people for 200 years.
Right.
Now,
absolutely.
Now, this is one way, I guess, you build and maintain an empire, but we've done a pretty crappy job if that's what we were out to do, to mimic the British Empire or the Roman Empire or whatever the case may be. The only difference I see is the ones to be conquered, some of them have nuclear weapons. They may not like being invaded.
Yeah.
But, Bill,
well, you know,
yeah, go ahead.
I've been telling my wife for probably 10 years now that I don't think there can be a political solution to what's going on in the world. The world has become so complex, and there's so many moving parts, and it's developed, it's evolved over hundreds of years, and I've said, I think the only thing that can change it is when it just absolutely runs out of gas, and when it runs out of gas is when the debt-based monetary system of the world collapses and just can't go on anymore. And then we have to change because there's no money, there's no paper currency to fund things, there's no credit to fund all this. And now I'm going back to thinking that that's the case, that we just have to wait until the current economic system just can't go on anymore. It just runs out of gas.
Well, and there are honorable ones in Washington, D.C. that understand that violation of a contract is not a good idea, and we have a contract with that private entity, and it's called the Federal Reserve. That is a private for-profit corporation. I don't care how anybody wants to paint it. And they have opened up the credit. You know, it wasn't just the individual consumers with their wonderful little plastic, you know, here's Wall Street dangling the proverbial carrot in front of you, and down the street, our Wall Street buddies are willing and able to give you that credit line. Here, have your own credit line. This happened in the early 70s. You've watched what has happened with our deficit, because guess who the biggest customer was? It wasn't the individual. It was our own United States government. Talking about their full faith in credit that they wield when they were going to the middleman and the people that offer that credit. There's your number one flaw that has come back to bite us many, many times. But here that still stands, and I don't hear Mr. Trump talking about that. Hell, he's even got the insiders of the crooks that took us down in 2008. He's got them sitting right next to him.
Yep. Yep.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either. But, you know, even, excuse me, even the fact that they couldn't pass this Obamacare, I thought when Trump came in that we would go back to a free market health care system. I didn't think he would just tinker around the edges and try to improve the existing system. And so I started realizing that what all politics is about is how to get the productive class to pay for the unproductive class of people after the predator class has stolen everything they can get away with.
By the way, are you going to be home this evening?
Yes.
I will call you after the program.
Good. Do that. I'd love to talk to you.
Okay, sir.
Okay, John.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, bye.
There's one of the sanest guys I know. He's a psychotherapist, for God's sakes. No, I'm not one of his customers. Gary in Florida. Hello, Gary. Hello, Gary.
Hello. It really amazes me how you and the clown from North Carolina, Frank, you were the ones that pushed Trump. You were the ones that cheerleaded him into power. And now you're claiming he's no
don't
good.
You
rec- and you
don't
shut
you,
the
don't you recognize
who
this is?
Was a clown.
This is Richard 999. Richard, have a nice day. Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. Mike in Colorado. Hello, Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hi, John. I was just listening. I know you and I have talked over the past couple months about the taste of the food we ordered being a little funny, and we weren't sure if we should send it back yet or not and just see if it got better.
Wait a minute.
Well, I tell you, the...
Wait a minute. Whoa, 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 whoa. We talked about what?
Oh, about some of the people he was putting in the administration.
Oh, okay. When you mention food, right? I'm taking you literally. I'm thinking food.
Oh, no. It's like you go to a restaurant and you try something new, and you think it's going to be really good, and then you take that first bite, and it's not bad, but it's not great.
Yeah, you know what I do, Gary? Or Mike, I'm sorry. You know what I do? I send it back.
Right, yeah. And I think I don't know if we're quite there yet, but... When you, I think what maybe happened to Trump is he, for one, thought the president actually had a lot of power. And secondly, I think they probably took him into that secret room in the basement of the White House. And they showed him a different angle of what happened to Reagan on that day. And said, you know, you can't do it the way you think you're going to do it. You're going to do it our way. And we are going to war with Syria and Russia because we've been planning this for 3 years. We've got troops all over Europe. I appreciate that you thought you were going to be the boss, but you're not. And maybe that's the reality. I don't know, but
well,
and you and your...
And look what he initially said here, Mike, about our setup in Europe, you know, that was post-World War II to help protect Europe. Now, I don't know about you, but I wouldn't have let the communists. I was right there with Patton saying, you know, I got the tanks and I got the personnel. Give me the fuel, let me roll on Moscow, and let's end this communism deal. Well, we brokered a deal, all right, and let the communists have their way in Europe.
Sure, because it was profitable for the banks.
It was profitable, but, you know, there was only one thing that they had left out of this equation. Do you think if the news media was up there telling the people that old Uncle Joe, dear old Uncle Joe, that teamed up with England and the United States to go kill Nazi Germany, that this guy himself killed 50 million in camps?
After the fact,
do you think we'd have a warm regard toward the Soviet Union then? And I don't know about you. I mean, I understand politics. I understand heads of state. I understand that sometimes things are duplicitous and they're not as they seem. But can somebody seriously look me in the eye and tell me Vladimir Putin is a Soviet? He's done more in that country and kept the bad guys out of his country. The people that want control. He's done his level best to keep them out of there. And now he's a potential enemy of the United States? Really?
Well, he's not an enemy of the U.S. He's an enemy of the banks.
Ah.
You know, Syria's got their own. They're not in the IMF.
Well, doesn't this seem to you like a NATO organization type deal that you
of course.
You pick on one of our NATO buddies and it's just like you declaring war on us? You know, you pick on the bankers. We're up to our eyeballs. We let them control our politics in this country.
It all stinks, my friend. And you smelled it out really good. So,
thank you, Mike.
Keep up the good show.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, brother. Bye.
Folks, I've told you what's coming at us. You're going to need us around. Because I'm not a Stepanfechin. I will say and I will call it exactly as I see it. If I am in error, I will apologize. Or I will make the truth be known on the air if I am in error. But I am not going to. We are in a do or die situation in this country right now. And I have as much reverence for Donald J. Trump as I have for I don't know whom. That's why I said I'm on the Trump watch. I'm going to be hawking this guy like I would have Baby Bush or Daddy Bush or Billy Clinton or Ronnie Reagan or Richard Nixon or any other of the people that have got in that White House. We are in serious trouble. Imminent collapse is the term that is apropos here. Flat busted, face down in the dirt. It's going to make the 1929 Depression look like a practice session. And we want to go Philly farting around with more people in the Middle East, killing more people? We need $3 to $4 trillion to put our crumbling infrastructure, it's just back into a serviceable state. Your pensions. If you're a fireman, if you are a policeman, if you are a teacher, if you have a pension through a company or a corporation, when it comes time for you to tap into that money, because you're not going to be in any shape to go out and earn it again, even if you could, there's not going to be an environment that you can go into to work to try to survive. And when you go to dip into your pension and you find out it's gone, what in the hell are you going to do then? I am telling you, this country is in imminent threat of total collapse. So let's go keep monkeying. Let's keep fighting the perpetual wars. And I just love their bylines. These people are over there fighting for your freedom. Horse manure. Steve in California. Hello, Steve. Steve. In California,
well, as we see it, there is no past to Donald Trump or any other politician. My loyalty is the truth, is to the truth as yours is. And I just wanted to mention, one of your callers mentioned that the world is complex. It isn't complex. If the U.S. would stop meddling and toppling other governments, terrorism would end overnight. But for some reason, that's not happening. And lastly, I want to say is on the Bashar al-Assad Syria issue. We know he's not gassing his people. My God, the man was voted in at around 80% approval rate.
86. Twice.
Yeah, twice. Twice, for God's sake. So the people love this guy. So you have to look at a thing called motive. Why would Bashar al-Assad do such a thing? Well, he wouldn't. His people love him, and that's why he's in their presidency.
And Steve, hold on here a second. Let's slide this into the conversation. That Assad has been talking to Vladimir Putin. Putin is there at the behest of Bashar al-Assad. He's there at his invitation to stop this insurrection that was funded and started by the United States.
Correct.
And I'm sitting here and I'm looking at this. Now I'm starting to see the saber rattling, and Donald Trump is changing his mind based on what information and where is it coming from. The people that want your head on a plate, you'd better wake up and better wake up quick, because I don't think you're going to be around tomorrow morning to smell the coffee. Anything else, Steve?
Yeah, I do. After the
okay.
after the break.
Okay, yeah, yeah, that's not a problem. Gary and Frank, don't go away. I'll get to your calls as well.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Gary in Arkansas. Hello, Gary. I'm sorry, what? I'm sorry, that's right. I did carry Steve over. My apologies, Steve.
Not a problem, John. You're a busy guy. Just to add to that Bashar al-Assad deal, you know, in advertising, there's a little ploy they use, and you understand how advertising goes, that they always mention it 3 times. It's a selling point. They keep repeating it over and over again. And in this case with mainstream media, you know, it's a lie. They're repeating over and over again. This is the second time now we've heard that Bashar al-Assad has gassed his people twice. His first time was in, I think 14, and then, actually 13, and then now. So that's 2 times. And advertising this would happen in threes, so look for a third time. So, you know, they're looking for an increase in their coalition. The U.S. is looking for an increase in their coalition because they really desperately want to take out Bashar al-Assad. They want to take over Syria, you know. And so look for a third time in the selling point because, you know, U.S. sanctions hasn't done what it was supposed to do. It's supposed to topple governments. It targets the people. The people put the pressure on the government.
and the government folds and the leader is ousted. It hasn't worked. It hasn't been working at all for a long time. These sanctions they're putting on everybody, all these countries, is not working.
No, it's not.
And so look for a third time.
And look what has happened in Iran. And Iran is set to totally dump the dollar at the end of this month.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
Anybody who dumps our U.S. dollar has a bullseye on them. No doubt about it.
The other edge of that sword is they may be getting out because they see the handwriting on the wall.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, thanks, John.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it. Okay, Gary in Arkansas. Thanks for holding, Gary.
Hi, John. How you doing?
Fair to middling.
One of the previous callers kind of stole my thunder, but the bottom line is this. Trump, like 99% of the American people, thinks the president calls the shots and runs the country. I think the man went into the office thinking he was running the country, and he could do these things he's promised in his campaign speeches. But I call you to the fact that the turnover between Obama and President Clinton, or Trump, excuse me, lasted not the usual half an hour, but an hour and a half, and when he came out of there, his face was white as a ghost. I think the man was told, you can do this, you can do that, but you can't do this, you can't do that, and you will appoint these people for your cabinet. I think the whole thing was laid out. He said, basically, if he didn't do it, he'd be another Kennedy. That's my thoughts on the subject.
All right, Gary, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
All right. Frank in Pennsylvania. Hello, Frank.
Okay, John, thank you for taking my call. Wow, what a great program you got tonight, John.
Well, I am just letting out what I am seeing here. And sometimes, here's the problem, Frank. We have the tendency to get caught up in the day's happenings and do the reporting and chit-chat about this and bring you all the facts that we can about it. But as I said, this sword of Damocles, it's swinging over our necks, coming ever closer. This has not gone away, and this will be the end of this country as you and I know it.
Yes, you bring up some very valid points on it. But with Trump, I'm not willing to throw him under the bus. And the reason I say that is I was born and raised in New York City, and I know New York City people, and Trump is the epitome of a New York City person. He talks a big game. What he does is what really matters, and I don't think he's going to get involved in Syria. What I see happening under Trump's administration is doing things that I never seen before, like cutting the EPA down to like one-third of the staff, which is probably one of the most egregious agencies to destroy freedom of people, even when it comes down to collecting rainwater. I see Trump cutting back on the IRS agents. I see him talking to China about things that never discussed before. They're dumping of their products on America. They're ripping off our intellectual property. I see Trump done a town hall meeting yesterday, and he talked about highways. You want to go down an atrocious highway, go down I-80 through PA. That's an atrocious highway.
You mean the turnpike 80-90?
80. I-80 that runs from East Coast to West Coast. Well, it is atrocious.
Okay, but I was born in Pennsylvania. I remember that being the 80-90 Pennsylvania Turnpike.
Yes.
Okay, okay. Hold on a second. I'm up against the break. Hold on, Frank. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now, or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over six decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge, and I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMontrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214. Or by email at KettleMoraine, Ltd. at Cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see...
Do what must be done. I wonder what that might be. Frank, go ahead.
Yes, and John, we speak a lot about regulations and what's going on and how much centralization has happened in D.C. Even up here in a small, obscure town, if you disturb more than an acre of land, you literally have to go through hoops to get a building permit, even for a small little pole barn. Because if you disturb more than an acre of land, it goes on the EPA regulations, which is stormwater management, runoff water. It's gone ridiculous. And Trump is scaling back on a lot of these agencies and decentralizing. It's taken time. He's only been in office less than 90 days. But I think his blueprint is to revert a lot of D.C. power back to the states and hopefully to local governments where people that
right.
live in these
okay,
communities
okay,
can make
Frank,
the decisions.
Frank, I'm not throwing Donald Trump under the bus. I am upset with some of the things that Trump is doing and some of the things that he's saying. Let me ask you this question. Are you satisfied on how he handled Obamacare?
I think it was a heated issue. I think he needed to line up more support, and I think it's still on the agenda.
Whoa, Frank, stop. Are you talking about the Paul Ryan agenda?
No. I think the Trump agenda basically was to revert it back to the states. I think that was his final plan, is to have all of this revert back to the states and have the states either fund it or local governments fund it or not fund
but
it.
But how can I think? Okay, Frank, I'm trying to make some sense out of your logic here, because I do miss some things from time to time, and I'm asking you to make this clear to me that the and stop me if you're in disagreement with me, that the government had no business setting up national health care in the first place. Looking at the 2.0 Obama plan that Paul Ryan and Donald Trump tried to push through, you know, I see Paul Ryan going, okay, well, we've failed. Yeah, the Freedom Caucus, there were people that didn't agree with us, and they stopped it. Oh, well, there's nothing we can do. You've got Obamacare. What happened to, we just need to repeal it? And irrespective of what the whatever is handed back to the states is going to be on a mandatory basis, and that's going to be the overriding theme on this. This is going to be the narrative that you've got to provide health care. You guys figure out how the hell you're going to do it. Well, they're in no more position to do this than the federal government is. That's my point. I don't want anybody telling me what I need to do and what I need to buy. You know, this is crazy.
Oh, John, your point is valid. I agree with you. Once government got into health care, it was basically the end of what we need in this country is health cure. We need cures. We don't need any more care or treatment. You're absolutely right. But
okay, and understand, I am not... Okay, I've got Mr. Trump by the collar and the seat of his pants, and I'm getting ready to give the heave-ho under the bus, but I haven't done it. You heard me say that domestically I don't have that much of a problem. He's running some janky stuff. I want to see how this turns out. My big problem is with his foreign policy specifically, because this is going to keep the whole damn police state mode in place. You do understand that, right?
I agree with you 100%, but he talks. He does a lot of talking. But when I see troops deployed, I will be the biggest anti-Trump.
Okay, he just sent 200 of them in 2 weeks ago into Syria.
Well,
what are you waiting for?
I don't know the if that was for extraction of the troops that were there.
It was not extraction. No. It was
well,
not.
Well, they usually do send troops in. We were both in the military. They do send for rear guard and extract them. But I'll wait to see on that.
All right.
It's 90 days, John. Let's just. But one last point I'd like to bring up, John.
Yeah.
And what I agree. Foreign policy, we have ways we look at our points. But in this nation, never before has a president stood up and said the abuse of the HB1 visa program that are displacing American workers for lower wage contract workers from overseas has never been taken as a serious agenda. It was only till President Trump got in that put his attorney general on notice to this abuse is going to end. That program was set up to get the best and the brightest, a handful of people over here, to create jobs, not to displace American workers out of their jobs and hire people from India and China and God knows where. This man has actually done something that I see being done as going to be a positive for this country.
Do you think, if you've been listening to the program today, you heard my comments about the sword of Damocles. He is a businessman, understands this. He should understand this better than anybody else. And what have I seen him do is bring in the very same people connected in those circles that took this country down, did the biggest theft ever witnessed by humankind, and he's got them seated right next to him. The problem that we have here overall is we've got a banking system that's illegal and unconstitutional according to our Constitution. We've been dealing with the Federal Reserve for more than 100 years, and it has stolen everything that it can out of this country. I see that as job number one, don't you?
Absolutely. But you know, John, without industry and productivity levels, we're never going to change the monetary system until this country gets back to a firm industrial base.
Using what? Chopsticks? Tally sticks? Monopoly money? Poker chips? Using what?
Well, you would have to use their system until we can delink from it. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, how about this one, Frank? How about he calls up the United States Treasury, does what John F. Kennedy did, ordering the Treasury to print United States notes and put those in circulation as a direct competition to the Federal Reserve. When Donald Trump does that, I will apologize, take my fist from his neck and the seat of his pants, and dust him off and apologize to the president.
Absolutely, and I agree. I think it's in the cards as soon as we start getting an industrial base back again. As long as we have our products manufactured overseas and we go back even to treasury bills or like you said, or an honest money system, it's not going to happen. We need to have jobs back in this country.
Well, I think you're a day late and a few trillion short on that one. Because in order to do this and suggest, and I'm all for it, and he gave indication, you know, I'll give the devil his due. He gave indication that, look, he's been talking to these countries. He's been talking to U.S. manufacturers. He's been asking and begging and pleading and threatening, by the way, that if you build your product, whatever the hell it is, whatever widget, vacuum cleaner, car, I don't care what it is, and you try to send it back in the country, there's going to be a 35% fine. We used to call them tariffs, that you won't be able to do that. And you're going to have to pay through the nose. Now, that's some genuine arm twisting there. But into an environment that there's over 90 million of us out of work, there is no money being lent by the money masters for business. So the only way that I see out of this, pick up the phone, call the Federal Reserve and go, hey, you know what? You got to forgive the debt. You guys have already made your trillions off of us. We're going in a different direction. We're canceling the contract. Donald Trump understands contract. We're canceling our contract with you, Mr. Federal Reserve, and we are going in a different direction. If that does not happen, none of this other stuff is possible. Not with the amount of debt that we have, not with the system that we have. It is all rigged, and it ain't for your benefit or mine. And I don't want to be sitting here 6 months or a year from now going, Frank, I told you so. Because unless I've lost my mind and I'm not reading the tea leaves right, or I can't trust my own judgment, I know exactly where this is going.
John, if they collapse the system, like you said, with the Federal Reserve note, Trump will have to introduce Treasury bills back into the U.S. economy. So they're going to be out of their
Is that after the system collapses and the cities start burning and martial law is declared in this country?
Well, let's hope it not goes that far, John. Well, I have faith in this country. I don't think
God, Frank, I wish I lived in a bubble you do.
No, I just think that we still have a moral compass. I love this country. It's been great to me and my family who's came here. I don't know, 10 generations we've been here, and it's just been one of the countries that gave us more opportunities than any place on
Where are you from originally, Frank?
New York City.
Okay, I guess that is a different country. All right, Frank.
Yeah. Well, they came here in the 1820s or something. Yeah. They were canal. They were masons. They cut the stones for the canals. Mm. That's when they came in. Mm. And then the canals turned to railroads, and they kind of separated, went all over the United States, but. It was a country, and it is. I still believe there's an underpinning of this country.
You know, the T-shirt that my radio talk show host had on WXYZ Radio in Detroit, Mr. Scott, gave me a couple of T-shirts. He and I were at odds. He didn't believe a damn thing that I was telling him, and I badgered him for a number of years. We finally talked. He finally started. He was an ex-Marine, gung-ho, neocon. If it opposes the United States and it looks and it smells bad, just blow the crap out of it. It took me a couple of years working on this guy. He finally opened up his eyes, looked at what I was looking at, or at least from my point of view, and he and I became friends. Mark Scott was his name. And he gave me a couple of T-shirts that read simply, I love my country, it's my government I fear. So let's make the distinction. Let's make the distinction between the two. I love my country. But this government has been screwing you and I, and you've got to admit this. You know, quit heaping on the federal government what you yourself, through your hard work and your ingenuity, your ability to make choices on your own, what you have provided yourself. The only business the federal government is in business of is taking from you what you earn. By various means. Number one, the Federal Reserve. And now that's not good enough. They send in the IRS boys to clean out what you have left. Have you noticed the tax bills, all the fees and this, that, and the other that's attached? Start adding up the taxes that you pay.
So true.
Yeah.
John, you're so true. Bless you for everything you say. I am a fan of yours, John, for many, many years. I listened to your program. I am a supporter of this, and people out there, you got to support this network. This is the only place you're going to have an honest dialogue and have the truth told you. Even if people can't take the truth, it is the truth you put out, John.
Frank, even if you're afraid I'm throwing Donald Trump under the bus.
Well, I didn't say that. I said if some of the callers were calling in, yeah, and they seemed they were throwing him, but I would say
that's
90
okay.
days is not. I was 2 years into it, yeah, we can see which way we're going.
Well, by that time, my friend, I'm telling you, 6 months or a year from now, Frank, I don't want you calling me up on this program and going, damn, John, you were right. I won't hold you to that, and I won't embarrass you by having you do that.
I know.
All right.
Bless you, John, for everything you do.
Thank you, Frank.
You so much, sir.
Okay, sir. All right. Jim in Missouri. Hello, Jim.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Hey, I'm as pissed as you are. All I can say is everybody that listens to this program or this network, we need to give Trump a piece of our mind. So you need to go to whitehouse.gov, go on contact, and yes, you're going to have to put in your information. And you know, you need to go give him a piece of your mind about exactly how you feel about what's going on. And that needs to be done. That's the least you can do.
Well, and at the outset, if things go the way I hope that they don't, but it's looking more and more every day like it will, many people are of the opinion now that if you had a super Trump up there, it wouldn't make a damn bit of difference.
Well,
that, in fact, by you displaying your displeasure to Mr. Trump by using whitehouse.gov and giving him a little piece of your mind might, in fact, maybe do some good, maybe not. But who the hell cares who's looking at those emails, because they have them anyhow.
Well, but I know I've been listening to the guy that's taken over La Cabrera's program these past weeks or months, but they're actually making headway out there on these court cases. They're stirring it up, and we just need to stir it up, but can't remain silent anymore. So
right.
It's simple. Go to whitehouse.gov, go to contact. They'll ask you if you wanted to send it to the president or an administrative agency. Send it to the president and put in whatever you want to put in. Tell him what you're pissed at.
And, you know, he's kind of an insomniac. He may be in the Oval Office at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning reading your email.
And you never know.
All right.
So.
Okay. By the way, our friend in Southwest Missouri there, you know who I'm referring to?
Yeah.
He's
Mr. F.
Yeah. He is not in good shape.
Oh, what's going on?
He couldn't even come to the phone yesterday. He was seated in the same room, and I got a call from his son.
I didn't know about that.
He couldn't even talk on the phone.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome. All right. Look. A kind listener to this program sent me this, and thank you, John, for this. It didn't give me permission to use your name, so I'm not going to. I'll just use your first name. He emailed me and said, "You must know that America was conquered in March 1933, and this is how it was done. In 1871, a law was passed which was called the Act of 1871, which was an incorporation law of the federal government and states. This was unconstitutional and required an amendment to be lawful. Next was the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, also unconstitutional, as it gave control of our money system to the international bankers and taking it away from Congress as the Constitution demands. These same bankers engineered the 1929 Depression and in 1933 foreclosed the United States Corporation and took it over in receivership, due to a $400 million debt for World War I. As the new government, their first actions were to pass the 1934 National Firearms Act to protect themselves while they confiscated all the privately owned gold. This gold should have been paid, should have paid the debt, rather. The Democrat scum known as FDR then gave the bankers the government of the Fed and states. That's why the states are known as the state of rather than the republic of, etc., etc. Every square inch of property and living beings was given to the bankers by FDR. The American citizens went from sovereign citizens to chattel property at the whim of the scum hireling. Now, he has a bronze statue, and the only good thing about it is the pigeons crap on it every day. By ruling those laws unconstitutional, we can take back our country as well as the gold, etc. FDR went on to create all these alphabet agencies, which are unconstitutional, control the citizens, and enforce economic slavery on us all. These are the entities that finance communism around the world, as well as Hitler and the others. They have used the American people to economically conquer and the world and set up the world government for the Antichrist through the UN. America needs to withdraw from this evil institution, as this was all done by a foreign government. We as a nation can void all these laws, treaties, and executive orders since March of 1933. All government employees are New World Order. They can be fired, imprisoned, or kept in place as needed. This includes all the states and bureaucracies, or bureaucrats, as he said. Thank you, John. Call it what you will. Call it the Antichrist. I don't care what you call. Call it the New World Order. Call it the middlemen that have finagled their way in to take profit that they have no business even touching. They don't produce anything. We are the producers. We are the ones that do the living, the birthing, and the living, and the dying in our communities and our states. We are the ones that are generating the wealth. And these little sapsuckers are the ones that are sucking our life's blood from us. You know, and I do not have a martyr complex. But if I were president of the United States, this Federal Reserve would have already been audited. The Federal Reserve would have already been shut down. And yes, I know what the ultimate cost on that would be. That would be an attempt on my life. And say that they were successful. If there were one thing that I could do for this country, that it would at least give it a fighting chance to ensure that we would live another day, and that all of us could live another day, I would happily give up my life to do that. If that was the cost of bringing these banker bastards down to their knees, I would do it without a second thought. And trust me, folks, I do not have a martyr complex. But there are some hard things that have to be done in order to set the ship of state, bail it out, drain it, if you will, patch it up, get it back on course, to a destination that we know that we, when we arrive, that it's not going to be Looney Tunes land. That I'm not, when I arrive, that I'm not going to be a stranger in a strange land. I'm not going to be a stranger in my own country. These are some of the things that weigh heavily on my mind. And in the meantime, when I see people that have the ability to wield as an asset against these asshats, I see them diving off a cliff. Great timing. Great, great timing. When you're needed the most, you blow yourself up. Great. Makes me kind of believe that you were never here in the first place for the right reason. By the way, Richard M., you're not very good at what you do. I have your cell phone number, which you know as well as I, gives me everything else I need. Stop calling into this network. Stop sending me threatening emails, or I will deal with this. And it's not going to be me showing up. I know this, you would dearly love this, to me to show up in your property red-faced and angry and threatening. I'm not that stupid. and nor am I going to put out your email so you can collect emails to turn over to your handlers. Not going to do it. It will be dealt with in other ways. Stop the insanity. Stop it. Grow up. All right, do I have any time left here? And my email doesn't want to open up. By the way, I had a call from an individual. They had Comcast. Their internet was through Comcast. And she'd spent several hours on the phone because she complained that she couldn't bring up the network. Well, they reported to her and said, yeah, there's a block, and we're not doing the blocking. It's coming from someplace between us and the network you're trying to listen to. The network, i.e., that being us. Do me a favor, Mike. Get a hold of Tom. Let him know. We'll bring in anybody we need. You know, this is kind of like, I don't know. Some kind of like chasing dandelion seeds. You know, little umbrellas that float around? Like chasing them around in a windstorm. Because we can see how the websites and servers can be manipulated. And God, then they're going to tell me next, well, it's Vladimir Putin in Moscow that's screwing with you.
Yeah.
Ah, boy. Steve, he says, hi, John. I tweeted this article to Donald Trump, king of tweets. And yes, I know it's on InfoWars, but it appears to be an honest and real plausible report. As we all know, the powers that be are capable of, even if this were true, I heard someone earlier make the comparison to Slick Willie and his attack on Waco, where 83 people were killed, including many children. As we know, the media would never make that comparison. Chemical attack has been the hallmarks of all false flags. The White Helmets filmed much of the footage being released on the chemical attack. They've also been known to stage rescue videos in the past. However, this time it appears children were indeed killed in the making of this media campaign. Several children appear in the videos suffocating from an unknown chemical substance, while others appear to have unexplained head injuries. It is known that 250 people were kidnapped by Al-Qaeda last week from the nearby city of Hama, which is the same number as the current body count of wounded and killed civilians. And, yeah, the White Helmets, it's just in a little offshoot. Al-Qaeda, give it a name. These are the anti-Syrian forces that we have been helping. And how is this going to square if we keep telling people we step up and we take responsibility? Well, it's an ongoing program. More than 400,000, possibly up to 500,000 people have been killed in Syria. How do we wash that blood off of our hands? Oh, and that's not even including the couple million that have already been killed in regime topplings in the Middle East, that we were either directly involved or we were standing right behind the people that were doing it. All right. That'll do it for us today. Back tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. And folks, I'm telling you, we need to continue. We need your help. We need your donations, and we need it now. 800-724-2719, extension 3. You'll be talking to Mike. Make a good donation. Or go to our website. I guess you don't like doing this for whatever reason, but I keep telling you, go up to the website, republicbroadcasting.org. Go to the donation page, which is PayPal. Put it on a PayPal account. All right. I'm talking. Is anybody listening?
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.